Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We now know there were two women, not one, and that one of them was given, according to the New York Times this morning, a year's salary as a settlement, or as he refers to it, Mr. Kane refers to an agreement. I think the only way to get past this is to get the National Restaurant Association to release its report so that they investigated what they found when they investigated it, come out, and second of all, that now having Mr. Kane spoken is going to look unfair if he doesn't take proactive measures to encourage the Restaurant Association to allow the women in question to come forward.
Is this the termination point of the Herman Kane presidential quest? One of his accusers is ready to talk, her lawyer says, but she's bound to silence by a confidentiality agreement. So that lawyer is making the rounds himself, trying to discredit Herman Kane. So what do you believe, and what's important, and what has happened in the past? There are a lot of people who say that the Republicans are hypocrites because they want to move on from this when they were the ones who stirred the pot when it came to Bill Clinton. What do you think about that? Have you heard satisfying explanations that you'd like to repeat? Or have you got some original thoughts of your own? Whichever is the case, you're welcome to join us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Invitation out to those who want to call 800-510-8255. Kane says Perry is orchestrating the smear campaign. Where did we hear that before, and why did I think it? And maybe you were thinking it as well. Some of you called earlier in the week with an echo to that thinking. By the way, that was Karl Rove who started off with his comments or suggestions, if you will, for Herman Kane. So let's get to, as long as we're at Fox, Brett Baer talking to this fellow, Mark Block, the man responsible for the puffing of the cigarette. He's the chief of staff, that spot that has raised a lot of attention. So if nothing else, Kane is becoming a household word, household name, if you will. So Block accuses Perry of leaking the story.
You're charging the Perry campaign with stirring this up.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, this is one of the actions in America that is the reason people don't get involved in politics. All right? The actions of the Perry campaign are despicable. Rick Perry and his campaign owe Herman Kane and his family an apology. Both the Rick Perry campaign and political did the wrong thing by reporting something that wasn't true from anonymous sources. And like I said, they owe Herman Kane and his family an apology.
What evidence do you have of this?
In 2003, Herman Kane ran for the Senate. He hired a general consultant, Kurt Anderson. Mr. Kane divulged the NRA claims at that time to his general consultant.
National Restaurant Association.
Exactly. Mr. Anderson. So the campaign at that point would be prepared if the issue surfaced. It did not. Approximately 2 weeks ago, as you know, Mr. Anderson went to work for the Rick Perry campaign. What else happened about 2 weeks ago? Politico began this smear campaign citing anonymous sources claiming Mr. Kane acted inappropriately.
Now let me say that Kurt Anderson has given Politico a quote saying he didn't know about this before the story ran. He has great respect for Herman Kane and his character. I would never speak ill of him on the record or off the record. That's true today, and it's not going to change. You say that's a lie.
It's an outrage, and as I said before, Rick Perry needs to apologize to Herman Kane and, quite frankly, to America.
There's another veteran pollster with a We used to be with the National Restaurant Association, Chris Wilson. He is now working with a super PAC that supports the Texas governor's bid. He is on the record detailing what he says is another incident of sexual harassment, another allegation.
Again, the Perry campaign needs to apologize to Herman Kane and his family and America for this despicable actions, and quite frankly, political too. Political won't release any documentation, or will they even admit that they spoke to these two women? Why? Because they have nothing and cited unnamed sources.
Now, Chris Wilson has put out a quote saying, "To be clear, and you can ask any of the reporters covering this story, I had nothing to do with leaking this in any way. I've never discussed or shared this story with any of my clients." Now, listen, you have a prepared statement here, and I know you're kind of reading off of it. But are you 100% sure that there's nothing else to these allegations, that this is piling on and this is from directly the Perry campaign?
I asked Mr. Kane directly on numerous occasions, were there anything to any of these allegations? And he looked me square in the eye and said, no. All right? Mr. Kane has never committed any sexual harassment, period, end of story.
Well, you can come up with a definition. It's kind of like, what's the definition of beautiful? It's in the eyes and the ears of the beholder. Meanwhile, an Iowa radio host has accused Herman Cain of inappropriate remarks. Kind of a cryptic comment. Mark Block, and that was him there trying to go through all of the incidents or alleged incidents. This thing from D.C. involves a receptionist for a talk radio station. So is this his M.O.? Is it his style? What do Rick Santorum and John Huntsman and Gary Johnson have to say? Michelle Bachman, Rick Perry, if he's behind all this, what should the rest of them say? Mitt Romney, keeping quiet or hosting town hall meetings. As the campaign continues, lots of talk about this and what's appropriate in America. Is this all just politics, dirt, garbage, and manure? What is it? 800-510-8255. Your comments and suggestions and ideas and opinions are part of the mix here as we listen to what has been discovered, listening to a lot of talk radio stations and programs. That's what we do here on the Countdown Overview, the hot hits in talk radio, and more on this whole thing coming up in a moment on the Countdown.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. That is, of course, the theme song for the great Laurel and Hardy. And for the first time ever, a new box set, Laurel and Hardy, The Essential Collection, collects all 47 of their classic sound films. The set even includes some rare Spanish language versions. The pair recited their dialogue phonetically, so Ollie's classic line,
"Here's another nice mess you've gotten me into,"
becomes,
"El buen Laberín told me that's Vitilo."
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand, on cable, weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand, on cable, this week. Tommy Lee Jones takes control in Captain America, The First Avenger. Owen Wilson goes full throttle in Cars 2. Christopher Plummer starts a new life in Beginners. And Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, November 4th through the 7th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What does Kane deserve and all of this stuff? Here's radio host Dave Boz talking to Michael Medved, another host, about how the media likes to focus on Republican scandals and ignore the Democrats.
All the charges that are arrayed against Herman Cain, you throw sexism into a headline and suddenly the media is extraordinarily interested. And
if it's a Republican.
If it's a Republican, right. If it's John Edwards,
never
forget
mind.
About it. Yeah. Bill Clinton, forget about it. What's his name? Elliot Spitzer, not too interesting until he gets charges against him, and then it's a toss-up, and then they hire him on CNN.
In fairness, Fox just hired Mark Sanford, Mr. Appalachian Trail.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
They hired him for a ton of money, David. Mark Sanford's getting more than you and me combined.
You've got, well, it was easy for him to get more than me, but how? Okay, this is just...
They just hired him.
Who was clamoring for the
Mr. Appalachian Trail?
Yeah.
By the way, for people who don't remember, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina, who had informed reporters that he was hiking the Appalachian Trail when he was actually visiting his mistress...
In Argentina.
In Argentina.
He was hiking a trail, but...
a trail of tears.
Yeah, well, gosh, that throws me off. Sanford was a good governor and a really stupid man, apparently. I just have no idea. Why would Fox think that there was some competition for that particular piece of political commentary?
I don't know if they thought there was competition at all, but I guess they felt that it worked out so well for CNN to hire Elliot Spitzer.
Well, Sanford didn't even seem that articulate when he was out there talking. He's just kind of blubbering along. Well,
that's the worst press conference in history where he talks about his soulmate, Maria, when he's still living with his wife and their four young children below the age of 12.
I was about to ask, is this a twofer? I mean, will we also get Maria as a competition?
No, he broke up with his mistress.
Oh, so he's back.
Yeah. He's living on a farm somewhere and writing his memoirs.
Well,
and now a regular contributor for Fox starting, I believe it's starting this month.
Ah, you wouldn't expect much different than that, though, right, under the circumstances. Okay, the ladies on The View here talk about the Herman Cain defense of himself.
One of Herman Cain's sexual harassment accusers says he's lying about the claims. And it was settled, saying she was paid a sexual harassment settlement and her claims were valid, and that she may ask the National Restaurant Association to waive the gag order so she can speak out. Yeah. Now, I have a question about that. I thought when you got a gag order, nobody was supposed to be able to speak out.
Well, she says that, I'm sort of paraphrasing, that because... He said what he said. If he had never said anything,
right.
Because he was forced to say what he said, this in a way opens the door
for
him.
That's why I'm asking.
I want to ask you another question that's part of it. Suppose it turns out that whatever she considers sexual harassment, mm-hmm. he says that it was because he said to her, you're the same height as my wife or mm-hmm. something like mm-hmm. that. Suppose it turns out that he did. It's just going to make it, it's the same thing we're asking here, and the same thing we're asking the Kardashians, but on a larger scale. Is this really going to damage his possibility of being president?
Well, she's only 3 foot tall, maybe, yeah.
but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I think it's really interesting, the damaging part. It's just... I'm sorry, I stepped on your joke.
You make fun of me.
I think is interesting is now Herman Cain is saying this is it's a racial thing.
Is it? 800-510-8255. Is this a racial thing? Is it all about racial? Is it Mitt Romney? Perry says it's Mitt Romney. Cain says it's Perry. Gingrich says Cain needs to regroup with his team. What do you say? 800-510-TALK.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect. Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Just joining us, Talk Radio Review, focusing on the Herman Cain situation. Who's responsible for the leak? Is this guy a bad guy? Where's his wife? People are asking that question. Here are hosts Ro Khan and Richard Roper with Fox News' Juan Williams about the Cain campaign.
Calling out the Perry campaign. Juan Williams, your thoughts?
Well, they better have something to back it up. But this is getting hotter now because, you know, the suspicion has been that it was one of the two, Romney or the Perry campaign. And then there was talk about, you know, exactly who in the Romney campaign could it have been, and some contributions and FEC filings from somebody who later became head of the Restaurant Association, had given money to Romney. Lots of focus on Perry early on, as his campaign is going to benefit the most from any kind of stumble by Herman Cain. I know that the Cain people really thought that, and that's what you just heard from Block. I don't know that they have any evidence. That's the key. And if they're going to go out there and make those kind of accusations, this is hardball. You got to back it up, buddy.
Yeah, that's for sure. And doesn't that seem to, again, to, you know, your decades of experience with this, the one thing that I have noticed about the Herman Cain campaign, and as much fun and energy and, you know, intellectual enthusiasm as he has brought to this, the one deficit they've had, and it's been glaring every single step of the way, is inexperience. And it has, and they've made some, you know, sort of very, very simple mistakes here along the way, because it's got a very short list of people who work for this campaign, not a whole lot of people, not a whole lot of in-depth experience at this kind of level. And when they finally shot to the top of the public opinion polls, they weren't ready for prime time. And so you're seeing this right now, because if they can't back this up, you know, the Perry people, and they've got some very experienced people with Perry right now, they're going to jump all over them.
Oh, yeah, they're going to punish them. And they're going to say, in fact, that they are the victim, that it's not Herman Cain, that they're the ones who are being victimized, who are being slandered, and it's going to be all the hotter for Herman Cain. Now, you know, Mark Block is no political amateur. Let me tell you, he's been around, and he's been in fights. But you're right. I mean,
he's been sanctioned for some of those fights, actually.
Well, that's true. Good point. He's hit low. But let me just say that, you know, when you talk about how they lack structure, they lack money. I mean, this is like the people who say, you know, Herman Cain's just out there selling books. Herman Cain's out there driving up his speaking fees. He's not a serious candidate. He's not been in Iowa. this is what has dogged Herman Cain. And then when it came to these allegations, the idea that they knew about it for 10 days and were unprepared to deal with it, you know, it's just, it looks like amateur hour.
All right, let's see here. Ray in Georgia with some thoughts on Herman Cain.
I think he gives an appearance of guilt by not coming out more emphatically when he was first approached about this issue. I think he should have come out very strongly denying it. So it just gives an appearance of perhaps being guilty, in my opinion. I do think that Cain is out for himself more than he is for the country, and that his aspirations are too personal and not enough for the people.
All right, do you agree with that? Or do you agree with John, who calls in from Rhode Island, with another thought on who's to blame?
Well, I'm an old-time common-sense Democrat, and let me tell you, the liberal wing of this party started dragging things down when Mr. Clinton got in there with the whole Lewinsky dinner for flowers and that whole stuff. That's while he was in office. It wasn't 20 years ago. This is, you know, you're talking about allegations. What if you did allegations on Steve Jobs or any of these other folks that came in? Until something's proven and we got it, I mean, I actually like this fellow, even though I'm a Democrat, and they're kind of pretty much trying to gang up on him and take him out at this point.
What do you think? Blue Dog Democrats like Herman Cain. So the charges continue. I go back to asking a frequent question. Who is the pretender? Who is the real contender? And who intends to be a contender of this group? 800-510-8255. Time for the Occupy, folks, coming up in the next half hour of the countdown.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Superior water, you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who's co-opting who? Who's cooperating with the sort of malfeasance accusations aimed at Herman Cain? I was going to move on to the Occupy things, but because so many of you want to hear more about this and want to be heard, there are lots of ways of connecting here. Doug at DougStephan.com is one of them. The other one is... about to give you my home number. That won't work. 800-510-8255. Here is Tammy, who is in, looks like, Brookneal, Virginia. Is that right, Tammy?
Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to say, as far as sexual harassment, it's 100% perception.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you haven't heard.
It's just not cut and dry as to what sexual harassment is anymore.
Right.
It's what your perception is. Somebody doesn't want to get looked at, oh my God, it's sexual harassment.
Yeah. It becomes, and I'm not saying this because this is the case here, but there are a lot of nonsense charges that are brought about by...
Right, and until they release, we don't know. It could be something as simple as...
Yeah, well, tell us what you think sexual harassment is. If you were in a circumstance, what would you consider to be sexual harassment?
To me, if I'm groped, that's sexual harassment.
Right.
But somebody calling me dear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have been in a situation where management took advances that I did physical advances.
Right. So it would
I've also been called dear and sweetie.
Yeah.
I don't find that sexually harassment, but I do know women that find that offensive.
Uh-huh. Well, then, how do they fix it? There are lots of people you could probably name. I can remember back to my days teaching school a number of years ago where the principal would have been guilty of that and someone decided to charge him with that. There are a lot of people who would. Is it words or deeds that are sexually harassing? I guess maybe that's how you boil it down.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
It's just such a gray area.
Yep.
Such a gray area.
Yep. And does it make a difference to you under the circumstances whether this sort of thing is playing, or are you a Herman Cain supporter anyway or not?
I'm still on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know to what degree, if we're in a 1 to 10 scenario or choice of sexual harassment, Are we at a 1 or are we at a 10?
Yeah. How about your friends, women that you know and respect? What are their thoughts on either Mr. Kane or this issue in general?
We're looking at an age group.
Ah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
The older
okay.
the ladies, it's sexual harassment, period. Period.
Period.
The younger,
yeah.
those younger of us, for lack of a better word, are a little bit more liberal.
Yeah. Yeah, more open. Okay, thank you. That was a good call. 800-510-8255. Somebody sent me the statement that Steve Deasy, the talk show host I mentioned in the last half hour from Iowa, he said that somebody on his staff was inappropriately, after that, inappropriately something or other by Herman Cain. And so his final statement on his own blog reads as follows. Nobody affiliated with our radio program has anything else to say about Herman Cain's awkward and inappropriate comments made to our staff, referenced in the recent Politico story, beyond what we've already said. Sadly, those comments are no more inappropriate and awkward than Mr. Cain's multiple positions on the sanctity of human life, his support of the TARP, his not knowing China's already got nuclear weapons, and his refusal to defend marriage. The fact that someone so uninformed and morally inconsistent has made it thus far in the crucial Republican presidential primary, only to finally be vetted by his personal life, is an example of why so many Americans have lost faith in the system. Instead of debating issues, we debate cults of personality. This sort of personality-driven politics helped Obama get elected, and look how well that turned out. Comments from Steve Deasy, and pretty thoughtful. What are your comments? 800-510-8255. Here's host Bill Manders talking about who stands to gain the most from this situation.
From the beginning, I said that Herman Cain and others were going to have some baggage. Not to get too quick on the bandwagon. Many of you didn't listen, and you jumped on the bandwagon, supported Herman Cain. And I suspect you still do support Herman Cain. But I'm going to tell you right now, Herman Cain is going not to be the nominee, okay? He's not going to be the nominee in the Republican Party. His campaign is over. And it's over because they're making too many big mistakes. Huge mistakes. Now, do I blame Herman Cain for all of this? No. But again, I told you, be careful of the people carrying baggage. The guy carrying the most baggage and the most, well, he's got the most to lose, is the guy who I think is responsible for this. And by the way, as of today, Herman Cain's campaign thinks the same thing. There's only one guy that stands to benefit this hugely if Herman Cain gets out of the way. And that would be Rick Perry, a guy that many of you support. I just don't understand your thinking sometimes. And maybe some of you don't understand my thinking. I've said all along, I've not picked anybody yet. You know who stands to gain from this a lot, too, is Newt Gingrich. But I don't think he can get the nomination either. So it doesn't matter to me. You see, what Republicans are doing is what they have done in the past, and they've got off track. They're off focus. The focus is one thing, ladies and gentlemen, and that's making sure that this guy, Barack Obama, is a one-term president. Because he's gathering his forces right now. You don't think the other side is building up their thoughts and attitudes? Of course they are. And I will tell you, if you continue to think the way they want you to think, the Republicans are going to have a hard row to hoe in 2012.
That guy's right on, in my estimation. What about yours? 800-510-8255. All right, one more piece from another radio program, and then we will spend some time on the Occupy protesters. Here's host Pat Snyder talking about a new survey which finds the most people who are asked about this say they wouldn't run for office because of this kind of stuff.
60 Minutes and Vanity Fair asked Americans if they could run for public office given their past decisions. Almost two-thirds, 62%, said no. They have way too many skeletons in the closet. That would make it impossible. 36% of the people surveyed said they have a clean slate, at least clean enough of a background that they could run for public office. Women were more likely to be worried about their skeletons coming out than men. 66% of the ladies say they have something in their past they would keep from running for office versus 58% of the men. Well, with what's happening this week with Herman Cain, I can see why people are very nervous. You know, but there might be a lot of good people who feel that urge to serve the public, but are worried that a past indiscretion might be drudged up. Well, let's say you want to run for school board. Would a YouTube video of that candidate drunk at a company Christmas party spell their demise? If there was a candidate for the city council who has all the qualities that you like, someone representing your views and concerns, but then you learn that they had a sex change 20 years ago, would that change your vote? If a pro-life candidate who strongly defends the unborn was discovered to have had an abortion when she was 17, would that change your mind? Now, don't get me wrong, there are some wrongs of the past that just won't qualify you to be a public servant. But remember, people can and do change from bad decisions from the past. I, for one, know that. What we have to be careful of is not to let the sensationalism of a media that wants to beat their competition to putting the story online, that no longer want to dig for that story, get all the facts from all sides, but rather splash only the part of the story and not really caring who it might hurt in the fallout, like a person's family. If you get to know someone by hearing them speak, the passion in their conviction, their body language when greeting people, you'll know if they're genuine. And if you agree with their views, then you'll vote for them. We need to encourage more people to consider running for public office. But if they have this fear of their past, then we might be missing out on some really great individuals.
That's pretty poignant as well. So to cap this off, Herman Cain has accused a former consultant to his 2004 Senate campaign, a fellow named Kurt Anderson, who's now working for Rick Perry, of leaking this information about past sexual harassment allegations. Of course, Anderson denied all of that to the folks at Politico. So this is more of the same, right? Isn't it? Seems to be. So anyway, you've got your own things, and this is not going to go away. It'll become one of the big hits of the week that we'll talk about on the weekend, three-hour extravaganza of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I drink Emergen-C so I can stay on my toes at work.
With all those B and C vitamins, I'm guessing you completed your quarterly reports. Cold called dozens of prospective new clients, saved the vice president from an embarrassing scandal, and discovered what on earth smells in the back of the fridge.
Ew.
Correct?
Well, I did finish my year-end projections.
Dynamite. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, some time devoted to the Occupy protesters. Here's host Keith Larson with Gerald Salente from TrendsResearch.com predicting these protests will spread all over the world.
I remember you saying that one of the things that was going to be happening across the course of the next year was a wake-up call, that people around the world, all nations, U.S. included, having become convinced of the inability of their leaders to fix things, were going to begin doing more than just questioning authority. They were going to begin to defy it. And that's exactly what we've seen across the course of this year. In some ways, Egypt last year, Libya, a violent defying. We have Occupy around the country. Occupy Charlotte is kind of a joke, and I'm not sure where all the Occupy, movement really stands in its effectiveness. But still, I mean, people are out there doing it. This is what you were talking about.
Yes, one of the top trends we had for 2011 was Students of the World Unite. And, of course, this is before the Egyptian uprisings. The Tunisian ones had just started. They were about a week old when we wrote this. And what they do, Keith, is they re-engineer history. For example, they're saying that what happened over in the Arab Spring is a pro-democracy movement. It's not a pro-democracy movement. It's the same thing, whether it's in Libya, not Libya so much, but in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Bahrain, in Yemen, in Spain, in Greece, in Italy, it's in the U.S., in the U.K., you have a lot of angry young people holding university degrees in worthlessness that don't have a future in front of them, and they know that the game is rigged. All the money, most of the money, is at the top of the pyramid. I mean, you look right here in the United States. You know, I'm old enough to know what the deal is. I mean, when I was a young man, we were the most egalitarian nation on earth. And now the gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the United States of any of the industrialized nations. And you go across the board, it's the same thing. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And we wrote that here you have these 18 to 30 year olds, their hormones raging and they're raging mad. And now, of course, you're seeing other people join in. And these Occupy movements, it's very interesting what's going on here. When they had the so-called Arab Spring, or what's going on in Greece with the austerity measures and people taking to the streets, these are country-specific incidents. But this Occupy thing, when you see what happened last week, 80 countries, 950 cities. So, something very strange is going on.
All right. So speaking of things that are strange going on, as you know, the president is in France at the G20 summit, which will most likely be dominated by talk of Greece, referendum they've called on the euro bailout deal. Mr. Papandreou, who's the prime minister of Greece, doesn't like the terms that have been set forth by many of his European colleagues. So what do you think about this? 800-510-8255. Could it happen here is the question to be answered with your calls.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the headlines, the news talk, if you will, is about, well, a lot of it is about the president and the people in France getting together. Remember, it used to be the G7, then it was the G8, then it was the G11, now it's the G20. All the countries being added because their economy is improving. So I have asked for you to kind of give us a little of your own thought on this. The conversation is about ending the euro. The question that seems to me to be important is whether or not this could happen here. All of this turmoil. You've heard the story of the European stock markets crashed because Greece has gone bankrupt. If you look at the structure of the government of Greece, that is very socialistic, kind of the things, again, that we're worried about here, most of us, the government getting involved in everybody's life, paying people not to work, a lot of unemployment, and taxes going through the roof. People say, okay, I don't have a job, and you want more money from me? And that's where a lot of the protests are. And whether or not this comes here, I guess that remains to be seen. Jack's calling from Ohio to the countdown.
It appears that the Greek people do not quite understand their situation. They've, in essence, kind of lost their sovereignty. And this bid by them to hold a national referendum, basically they're telling the world that they're going to decide what the terms are for their bailout. And that's an instructive lesson for us vis-a-vis China. Our national debt is now approaching, I think, $15 trillion, if it hasn't perhaps passed that already. It's almost larger now than our gross national product or gross domestic product. In our civil society, when a debtor cannot repay their debts and no arrangements can be made, what does a creditor do? They foreclose. And without sounding too apocalyptic, who's to say the Chinese are not going to attempt to foreclose on us one day?
All right, that's been a lot of talk, a lot of the value of this is to look again at our own situation. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. Here's Shirley, who's listening in Minnesota to the countdown.
I'm calling because I get frustrated when I see that we have so connected into all these other banks over in Europe, and they're having all these problems over there. I mean, we're having problems right here with Main Street, which is ran by Van Jones and his cronies. And so now they're doing it here just to see how far they can push us, the American people. And it's time for us to stop bailing everybody else out and start figuring out and focusing on our own troubles here. And if Wall Street guys want to keep investing over there, then it's too bad that they lose their money.
All right, I bet a lot of you agree with her. 800-510-8255. Richard, let's move to Indiana to listen to what he thinks about these summits.
Well, Angela Merkel, Sarkozy, Barack Obama, these so-called leaders are just there for the show. The true people who should come out of the shadows are the same ones who are running this world economy, and that's your big corporations. I would prefer that you just have these leaders sit back and then bring in your General Electric, bring in your Ford Motor Company, bring in these big corporation leaders, and let us know how they think. This country lost 55,000 companies, manufacturing companies, in the last 10 years. And we're wondering why we have a debt problem. We have a debt problem because we don't make anything anymore.
It's that simple, eh? 800-510-8255. Time for one more visit. This is Betty listening in Albuquerque to the countdown.
I can't pretend to know as many details about some of the people calling in. I only know that, from what I've read, that Angela Merkel has shown exemplary leadership in Germany. What was done in Germany was the opposite of what was done over here. The workers were bailed out rather than Wall Street and the financial institutions. When workers were laid off or their hours were shortened, they were subsidized by the government, and spending was able to continue. If I'm not mistaken, according to what I've read, Germany has pretty much shored up all of Europe. She's shown wonderful leadership. We could, many people over here, including the highest leaders in our administration, could take a few pointers from her.
Ah, there we go. Okay, well, there's a lot of got pluses and minuses on both sides. What makes this stuff so exciting? Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan. Happy to have had you along for this hour of our Talk Radio Review.